the master's call. God morning, God morning, God morning, master's call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet each and every single one of you on this Monday in May. And I want you to know that if God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. And in your spare time, if you could read Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11, let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and mighty God, we praise your holy name. We magnify you. We thank you because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice in it. We thank you, God, for this Mother's Day weekend that you allowed us to see, God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that we will continue to honor our mothers and our fathers, Father, that we will continue to honor you, that we will continue to lift you up and give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise that is due unto you, Father. We thank you for this day that you have allowed us to dial into this, the Master's Call. We thank you, God, that lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Oh, God, we lift up Artists International to you. We pray that every single need will be met in the name of Jesus and that we will continue transforming and reshaping lives all around the world. I lift up the speaker to you this morning, Minister Kai, and I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, that you would increase in her as she decreases, that your word will go forth mightily, uncontaminated, unhindered, and that our hearts will be open to hear and receive what thus says the Lord. So we thank you, O God. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We bow down before you, and we realize that we cannot do anything without you, but we could do all things with you. So we love you. We bless you. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, at this time, Master's Call family, I would like to bring to the line none other than our hostess with the mostest, our Mississippi Queen, all the way from the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and that is none other than our prayer general here on the Master's Call, Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you out there this morning?
Wow, praise God, praise God. Good morning, Minister Songbird Tiffany Lauderdale. Good morning to you. Thank you. Can you hear me? Praise God. Well, good morning, good morning, the Master's Call family. We welcome you, along with Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, welcome you to the Master's Call, and we're so happy to have you here with us this fresh Monday morning, giving God glory, honor, and praise. And I tell you, you're in for a blessing today. It is your day. And we want to let you know, if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, please don't let it be your last. And I believe after hearing the message and seeing what God is doing in the midst of this ministry, this will not be your last time. This call started back in October 2010, and it was started by two wonderful, wonderful, blessed women of God, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. We're so grateful that these two women went before the Lord, and they got a scripture. The scripture to stand on is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, not only that, God had placed in them a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, with that in mind, we also have a website. Yes, we have a website you can go to daily. When you're ready to hear a word from the Lord, you can pull up from the great archives of messages a message that will bless and soothe your soul. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And again, all messages have been archived there where you could pull them up and listen to them, as well as you be able to see the bios of our speakers. Now, what I am so thrilled about is that we have a theme that we're standing on this year, and we want you to stand with us. Believe in what God is doing for you. And it is in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Can I say it one more time? In 2016, God's glory is through me, God's glory is being seen. Praise God. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, we welcome you to do just that. You might want to be a greeter, or you might want to host, or you might want to share a word from the Lord. Well, I tell you, greetings like Minister Tiffany Lauderdale did and then brought us in with that powerful prayer. You might even want to host, which is what I'm doing right now. And then God may have a word in your belly, and we want to hear it. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, also, you may have prayer requests and praise reports that you want to share with us, and we definitely want to pray with you and rejoice with you. So send that information as well to info@themasterscall.net. Now, this is what brought us all together, a phenomenal company called Artists International. And it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago, but now we are under the umbrella of Artist Life. God is doing greater and mightier things in this company. So we are so excited because we got new products like 72-hour weight loss system, and we got the Sweet Balance coffee for diabetes, and I tell you, so many different products, and it is awesome. We are snatching people. So we're so grateful that God has brought in Vice President of Sales, Mr. Clement Bard, who is encouraging us, and we as a team are bringing in and claiming 5,000 new distributors to come and join with us because we want this name to be a household name. Now, guess what? We got a conference call that we have every Monday through Friday that comes right after this call. It's a call of inspiration, motivation, and it's attached to Artist Life. So that number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. 539-598-POUND. Today is Inspirational Monday, and our very own songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, who you heard brought us in this morning, she is giving the message today, and it is going to be powerful. I thank God for this woman of God because this blessed woman is going to talk to us about equipped to serve, equipped to serve. So you want to hear that message today right after this call. Now, we're also saying all roads are leading to Houston, Texas for June 10th and 11th in Houston, Texas, and we want to see your face in the place. You can register today at events.artistlife.com, www.events.artistlife.com. Register. $35. You have to the 15th at that price. I don't know how much it's going to be after that. So register today. It's going to be at the Sheraton Hotel on JFK Boulevard near the Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Texas. We want to see your face in the place. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know you are ready to hear a word from on high. And we are about to get power packed. Get your pens and your paper ready because God is getting ready to send forth a word through this great woman of God. You heard Minister Tiffany speak that Minister Kai Brown, and she was born in New York City and currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a B.S. in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to a seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. And she is currently working on a PhD candidate. She's a candidate in pastoral care and counseling. She is in the process of being ordained. We thank God that she is a prayer warrior. Her prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. So her most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the proud mother of an amazing young man of God. We say happy special Mother's Day to you, Minister Kai, because she brought up this young man, Christopher, who is a sophomore. No, he's not a sophomore. He is getting ready to graduate this year. I cannot believe it. He's graduating this year. So we're so thankful that this woman of God, who is an artist distributor, looking forward to what God is going to do through her. So I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some, present to others, and it is an honor, a pleasure, a blessing to introduce my sister, none other than Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai, are you there?
I am, my Mississippi Queen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Well, thank you so much, Minister Brenza, for that introduction and for hosting this call with such Jesus joy. And Minister Tiffany, my songbird, as always, thank you for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with prayer. Again, I want to give thanks to the two women of God who thought it not robbery to found this call, our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone. And of course, without saying, the greatest honor, praise, and thanks is to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we must always give him thanks and honor him and give him the praise and glory that is due him. So today's message is not going to be an easy one. It is in some ways a follow-up to my message on the tongue a few weeks ago. And sometimes God just has to make it plain and lay it bare before us so that we, you know, in our current state can move forward. So today's message is lying, an abomination before God. Lying, an abomination before God. Now, we know that we will quickly say we're going to do something when we have no intentions of doing it, or that, no, we didn't do something that we know we did. And that is a lie, and lying is an abomination before God. Proverbs 6:16-19. There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among his brothers. Now, twice God talks about lies in those seven things that are an abomination. The first one, he says, a lying tongue. And the second one is a false witness who breathes out lies. So if God thought it was important enough to tell you that lying, or tell us, thank you, Father, that lying is that serious to him, then maybe we should be more careful in our little white lies, as they call them. But there is no white, there are no white lies. A lie is a lie, whether it's a lie of omission or if it's a lie of commission. It's still a lie. And, you know, we try to clean it up by calling it, oh, it was just a little white lie. No, God doesn't view it any differently. And he tells us very clearly that a lying tongue is an abomination to him. He also tells us a false witness who breathes out lies is an abomination to him. Now, God doesn't hate many things, but he hates a lying tongue and a false witness. So just step back and think about it. How many times do we tell little white lies in a day? Or how many times do we openly just lie to people's face in a day? How many times do we take it upon ourselves, whether our intentions are good or not, whether we're lying to you know, so that we don't hurt someone's feelings or not, whether we're lying to lift somebody up, to edify? But a lie can never edify a person. It could send them into confusion because they're thinking we mean one thing and we're saying one thing, when in all honesty, that's not really how we feel or what we think. So we need to be careful in those things that we speak and those things that we say. And we need to make sure that we process through the lens and love of Jesus Christ everything that comes out of our mouth. So if we are lying to spare someone's feelings, are we really helping them? Maybe God needed them to hear the harsh truth from us in love. Now, mind you, you don't just go off on them and you know, tear them down. But there is a way that we can speak the truth in love so that a person can receive it. And so that truth will edify them or help them take that next step. Now, Proverbs 19:9 tells us, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will perish. See, there are consequences that we don't often think about for even those white lies. See, we want to think of it, oh, we're not hurting anyone. But we are. We're hurting God because we are not walking in his truth and his love. So we must truly be careful about what we say and about telling the truth, because God is not pleased when we lie. He tells us clearly it is an abomination before him. So we have to take a minute to just really center ourselves and say, Lord, help me to speak the truth at all times, but with a loving spirit and with a heart of love to help my brothers and sisters. Now, is the truth always easy to hear? No. Are there times that we would rather be lied to? Yes. But if you lie to me about something I need to hear the truth about, are you really being my friend? Are you really helping me to walk out what God has for me if you're not honest with me? See, me personally, and again, this is just me being transparent, I would rather you tell me the truth, hurt my feelings, and allow me to process that and get over myself, because my feelings may be hurt and I might not want to talk to you for a minute. But our friendship should be strong enough to be able to withstand that. And me, knowing me, I will appreciate it more if you tell me the truth, even at that very moment, if I don't like it. So we need to make sure that we aren't wearing our feelings on our sleeve. We need to make sure that when we ask someone's opinion or we ask a question, that we are prepared to receive the truth of God from the person we're asking. Colossians 3:9-10 says, do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of our Creator. So if we are really being renewed in that knowledge, would God lie to us? No. So if we are in his image, if we have taken on his spirit, then why are we lying to each other? And it's not like if and when we lie that God doesn't know we're lying, because he sees all and he knows all. Luke 8:17, for nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is there anything secret that will not be known and come to light. So all that stuff we're dipping and ducking and doing, God knows all of it. It's not like any of it is a secret to him, nor is any of it a surprise. But we are supposed to be pressing towards the mark of the high calling, that which is in Christ Jesus. We're supposed to be striving to be more like Jesus. And would he lie to us? Would he open his mouth with an untruth that would be unpleasing to God? No. Everything he did was about his Father's business. So when we say, oh, yeah, we're going to make those calls and contact people about artists, and we don't, we're lying. So when we say, oh, yeah, my business is going great, and we've not brought in a new person into the business or a new client who is a consumer of the product, we are lying. But not only are we lying to others, we're lying to ourselves. But more importantly, we're lying before God. And we know that that is an abomination. Psalms 101:7, no one who practiced deceit shall dwell in my house. No one who utter lies shall continue before my eyes. Now, I don't know about you, but I always want to be before the eyes of God. I always want him thinking about me and loving me and caring for me and doing for me. But if I'm opening my mouth to lie, then that's not going to happen. Because he tells us, you can't be a liar and dwell in my house. Because it goes against his very character, the very nature of our God. It's truth and honesty and love. A lie doesn't do that. Exodus 20:16. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. It's real simple. He just told us straight up, it's a command. It's not a, maybe you should do it. It's not a suggestion. God commands us that we should not bear false witness against our neighbor. Ephesians 4:25, therefore, having put away falsehoods, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbors, for we are members of one another. So it tells us, speak the truth with his neighbor. Nowhere are we instructed to lie to spare someone's feelings. Nowhere are we instructed to lie in any way, shape, or form. So we have to be very careful. Proverbs 24:28, be not a witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your lips. See, over and over and over in the Word of God, he tells us that lying is wrong, that it is an abomination to him, that we shouldn't do it. We are commanded. Again, Exodus 20:16. Is a command, not a suggestion. God didn't say, well, maybe you shouldn't do this. He said, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Very clear. He doesn't leave us, you know, in the dark having to figure it out for ourselves. He tells us very clearly. James 3:14. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambitions in your heart, do not boast and be false to the truth. So you may be feeling some kind of way about some things or how people have treated you, but still God commands you, even in those situations and circumstances, do not boast and be false to the truth. Leviticus 19:11, you shall not steal, you shall not deal falsely, you shall not lie to one another. I mean, it's not like he, you know, leaves us in the dark about how he feels about lying. So I'm going to close this word with the scripture that he opened it with. Proverbs 6:16-19. There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among his brothers. Two of the seven abominations have to do with lying. You tell me how important that is to God. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Can you
Minister
hear me,
Brenda?
Now?
Yes, ma'am. Take it away.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that powerful message. It's profound and it's needed. I mean, it's the truth. We shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Thank you so much, Minister Kai. I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, most holy Father, we thank you, Lord, for being the most high God. And besides you, my God, you are awesome all by yourself. You're God and you're God alone. And we thank you, Father, because you have brought us to this place, this day, at this time, to hear your word and to receive it within our hearts, Lord, what it takes to please you. And Lord, our prayer is that, first of all, please wash us with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let our hearts be in tune with what your spirit will direct us to be into, oh God. We thank you, Father, for Minister Kai, who brought us this powerful message, Lord God. And help us, Lord, that our lips will speak the truth. Our lips will speak, thus says the Lord. Our lips will speak what God has put into our hearts, that it will be a blessing to others, that it will strengthen others, Lord God. Our desire is to please you. So, Father God, we thank you for blessing us, Lord, through this woman of God. We ask that you continue to pour into her, Lord God, pour virtues of blessings, Lord. Give her the desires of her heart, her and her son, Father, like never before. We ask a special blessing upon her son, Lord, as he graduates this year, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for giving them strength that passes all and peace that passes all understanding. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for every person on this call. We ask that you continue to keep them, Lord God, that you protect them from all harm and danger. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against them will prosper. Every tongue rise against them will cease. But, Lord, not only that, Lord, the word has been going forth, Lord, like never before, that we must speak those things that come forth out of your mouth, oh God. So, Lord, we ask that you help us to meditate on your word day and night, that we will speak what thus says the Lord. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for blessing Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Father. We ask that you give them peace, strength, joy like never before, Lord God. We give you glory and honor. Bless all the mothers, Lord, that celebrated Mother's Weekend, Lord God, even whether they had their mothers or not, Lord God. We know that you are our mother as well, Father God. So strengthen those that went through tough times, Lord God, and protect those, Lord God. Strengthen those and heal those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We decree and declare healing in the matchless name of Jesus. And, Father, those that are in bereaved states, Lord God, we ask that you give them a peace like never before. Comfort them. And we thank you for doing it, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, we're getting ready to go to the morning motivational call, which is Inspirational Monday. And our very own Minister Tiffany Lauderdale will be speaking, Equipped to Serve. Again, that number is 641-715-3865. 641-715-3865. The pen is 539-598#. This message that we heard this morning was very powerful and it was needed. Share it with someone. That replay is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677#. We thank God for each and every one of you joining us this morning. We look forward to hearing you and seeing you on the call tomorrow. But please get on that morning motivational call this morning. I tell you, it's going to be an inspiration like never before. We thank God for, and please get ready to go to the conference. That conference, get your tickets. Events.artistlife.com. Events.artistlife.com. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for seating and greeting everyone and giving us that powerful prayer. We look forward to that message coming forth. And we thank you, Minister Kai, for that powerful message. I tell you, sometimes it hurts, but the hurt will set, the truth will make us free, and we thank God for you. So would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, Minister Brenda, for hosting the call. Ooh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you love us enough to keep us in your perfect peace, Father. We thank you that you will touch our mouths, Father, that we will speak only that which you give us to speak. Lord, we know that you do the exceeding and abundant more than we could hope or ask according to the power that worketh in us. We surrender and submit our mouths to you. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to our God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Go out and be those ministers in the marketplace and have a great day. Bye-bye.